You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Eddie Gross, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight, and there is a tweet that we've been talking about for about 48 hours now. We finally get to bring it up on the show because it was interesting. One Josh Hart, who I actually covered here in high school when he went to Sidwell Friends, now with the Knicks, tweeted, "Have y'all ever tasted y'all significant other's breast milk? ? Asking for a friend." Now I thought this was interesting. Who here has done it? Raise your hand. I tried.
If we remove
the
significant other. Yeah. No, yeah. I've tried it.
I think it's something now, that people probably don't want to talk about because if you look at Josh Hart's mentions, they are hilarious, maybe even more intriguing than the actual tweet itself. And then Stephen A., his tweet, he thought it was hilarious. He went on to say, "You could make the argument that adult males like breasts more than babies." And I'm like, whoa, what are we doing here right now?
Where's the lie?
Really gone on a
yeah. Whole, do babies like anything path. Really?
But what are your guys' thoughts on this? Have you tried it? Have you been interested what it might taste like?
Now, first off,
or Joe, go okay. ahead.
Well, there's a difference. Tried it. How do we define trying it? Like, if there's a little bit on the wrist and you taste it just because you're curious, or you have it on the wrist because you're testing the temperature of it, or are we like, hey, you pumped about a gallon?
I dipped the finger in, tasted it, and that was all I needed. I didn't need to chug a glass of it or a bottle.
Right. I'm not getting out some Hershey syrup. Yeah, there's no Hershey syrup. We're going to swirl it up. We're not doing that. But yeah, I do think there's a difference. A quick taste. Yes. Yes, because I'm curious because they love that milk. But no, I haven't had a glass of it or shot glass. Or
and then you hear all the benefits. Oh, it's so nutritious. Oh, this and that. I'm like, well, then why does my daughter still get sick all the time? Like, I want to know the research behind this fabulous breast milk that's supposed to do all this stuff for immunity when all these kids that were breastfed are still getting sick once they go to daycare. So that is my tangent on that. But Ed, has it ever crossed your mind, or was this totally off your radar, I assume?
Believe it or not, it was off my radar. This is not something that has ever come up in my casual conversations. Hey, bro, go, try out breast milk. Like, I'm sure it's good for you. And it's a nice palate cleanser, so to speak, after all the other things that we eat and drink throughout the course of a day. It's never come up, surprisingly. And it's one of those deals where, sharing the tweet and talking about it, I go, this has never crossed my mind. And I feel like because everyone else had such rich, vitamin-packed opinions about this, I'm like, have I just been living in a cave this whole time?
Well, no, I saw the tweet, I was like, wow, what a thought. Because I don't think I don't remember ever hearing this discussed in public. but I think most people that have had kids have tried it at some point. I'm talking a little taste out of curiosity. But yeah, it was something. So man, he must, it's got to be delicious to him then, or some, there's something behind it. Like, why would he?
I think that there must be some kind of intrigue about it. You know, it's mysterious. What is it? Sweet? Is it gross? What is it like? Why do babies love it? I don't know. Men,
it is something
maybe just
where
fascinated with it more than women, or at least John
perhaps
Hart.
Like I am in a different spot than you guys. Like, I don't have any kids, so maybe that's why, like, the thought never crossed my mind. And, you know, yeah, I've got, you know, nephews and friends with kids and things like that, but no, it's never come up.
I wonder the type of comments he's going to get on the court. Like, you know, trash talk and stuff.
Oh, the like, signs from the fans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When the Knicks visit the Garden, for instance, those are going to be the best signs ever.
Yes. They're not going to forget about it. Oh, man.
College game day will be put to shame compared with the signs that Celtics fans and Sixers fans come up with. Oh, they're going to be amazing.
It's quite possible that Josh Hart could be known for this tweet rather than his actual play, because it got a lot of traction. All right, so another thing getting some traction this morning, Shannon Sharpe is divorcing his pal from Fox Sports 1. He got a buyout. Now, I was surprised by this because I thought some of this with Skip Bayless was staged. You know, they kiss and make up all the time. But apparently things are bumpy here and they are headed for divorce, Joe. Are you surprised?
I was surprised. Of all the shows that FS1 has put out there, let's be honest, a lot of times out when we're not in college football season, at least for me, I forget about FS1. And the one that had some traction was this. And before doing this show, I wasn't a huge fan of Shannon. But he's improved a ton, and his Shay Shay podcast is going with him. That was very popular. I think last summer we talked about a few of his episodes, which were very interesting. Exactly. I'm very surprised to see that. I look at it, you know, I don't sit here and watch it every day, but just from the outside looking in, I feel like Shannon Sharpe surpassed Skip Bayless in recent years. Popularity, just, you know, fans of him. Like, nobody's a fan of Skip Bayless. And I think we're past the point where you're just turning it on to see what he's going to say. The old Howard Stern thing. What's he going to say next? Because we know it's all contrived. It's all a lot of garbage. And, you know, it's the same boring arguments again and again. I am very surprised. And I'm wondering, is now ESPN, after paying Pat McAfee all that, are they going to pull up the Brinks truck for Shannon Sharpe too? Because he's gonna get paid a good sum of money here.
I think there's a difference, though, between saying, okay, he wasn't getting along with Skip Bayless, he got sick of the hours. Because, again, you know, they do the show on the West Coast, and it's early. Not everyone's designed for that. Some people are, but some people aren't after a few years. And so that matters a great deal. But I think also, too, there's a difference between he's not getting along with Skip Bayless anymore because he's saying outrageous things, or he's putting Shannon Sharpe in uncomfortable binds. I mean, the you know, Damar Hamlin thing, you know, comes to mind right away, that Skip Bayless still pushed to do a show and talked about rather uncomfortable subjects there. And so, you know, I am surprised in that regard, that it wasn't because of that it wasn't a quick exit not long after that. Instead, here we are, you know, May 31st, June 1st, and we're talking about that. But I think there's also a difference between not getting along with Skip Bayless and just the regularity of having a daily show that you have an obligation to, when you could still be making similar money and creating your own schedule. And I think because we're in the streaming world and the podcast world and new media and all of that, if you are a star, then you can create platforms for yourself where you don't have to wake up early in the morning. You can do the regular grind with someone who maybe you're not friends with, but you can tolerate with, you know, for time. If you can create your own schedule, then why wouldn't you, especially if you're making similar money?
Who knows? Maybe even a sports book will want to sponsor something that he's doing. I mean, it's also interesting. What if he does go to ESPN and he's with Stephen A. Smith, Skip's old partner?
Oh,
that would be
man.
Crazy.
I would have bought out Bayless. I would have bought out Bayless. Anyone disagree with that? Time's up.
Well, I think for me, yeah, the format gets old. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Paul.
Also, Skip will never leave character. Shannon cracked, like multiple times. Like courtside too. Skip has sold his soul a million times for all the money. He will always play this role as long as you want him to play this role. And I'm not a knock against Shannon. Like, I can't imagine doing that.
But that's why I like Shannon, because he's being real.
Yeah, if you're an exact
fraud,
he's always gonna play. Skip's always gonna execute your script. He's always gonna be contrarian. He's always gonna be ridiculous. I think it sucks, but I've never watched a show, but he's always going to play devil's advocate and like be that contrarian you want for a show like that. I think the show's terrible, but
and
Shannon has pushed back, which is to his credit for sure. But if Skip's going to be your guy, you might as well ride with him.
Is he still a draw? I just don't view him as.
I don't think he's been
anymore.
A draw for years, but it's clearly they think he is. So why change now?
It's also a long show that you can fill a morning with, and that matters a great deal. Instead of having to come up with different formats and different things, and then you're dealing with all the production values of having to fill 2.5 hours every morning. Instead, you just have a bunch of topics, and then you have Skip Bayless go, and then whoever's that other person, you know, they'll give perhaps more insightful thoughts. But that's very easy to put together. And I think it's also not a show that you'd necessarily need to sit down and watch all the way through. You know, you have it on, it's white noise, you know, you go and check it out, if you're talking about something you care about. And I think that matters in terms of the overall direction of what they're trying to do with it.
That network is constantly changing their lineup, which, you know, it's just not.
I'm surprised they still exist. Constant, you know,
I am too.
Weren't there two originally? Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, FS2 is still there. Oh, yeah, it's still there. They do have like soccer games and things like that. Yeah, it's still around.
Yeah. But I mean, they take this spill over play by play.
Yeah, they tried to do the Embrace Debate competition from the start, and that lasted like a year, maybe. They had all this new programming, and then it was all gone.
Yeah. Yeah, Broussard is still there. Then they moved Nick Wright's show to the afternoon recently. And then there's this show Speak, which I think is semi-new. Yeah, Carton show in the morning. It's constantly changing outside of Howard.
I don't watch any of
Howard.
It. I try to watch it, and it's tough.
But that's just it. It's just, you know, meant to be a background noise kind of a thing, not something you sit down and watch all the way through. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Rick Camp joins the show with all of his favorite NBA Finals bets right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.